Welcome to Wake Up with AI, the podcast where human-powered meets AI-assisted. Join your hosts, Chris Carolan, Nico Lafakis, and George B. Thomas, as we dive deep into the world of artificial intelligence. From the latest AI news to cutting-edge tools and skill sets, we are here to help business owners, marketers, and everyday individuals unlock their full potential with the power of AI. Let's get started.
Good morning. Happy Thursday, December 19th, 2024. It is time to build some more AI skills with Nico and George. How are you doing today?
Doing really good. A lot of really cool breakout stuff yesterday, and probably one of the coolest things ever, really.
Very
cool.
Oh, wow. Ever?
Okay.
That's a way to start the show. Chris, I'm doing good. Another morning that I was able to wake up, and I have been playing with AI. I've been doing some new AI skills, but how about you, buddy?
I'm good. I hope everybody does realize that one of the skills in today's fast-moving world is just keeping up, being able to keep up with this stuff. So sometimes just sharing news, pointing you in the right directions. We hope you're getting that kind of value from the show, because it's no joke right now. And I'll let Nico take it away for the most important or coolest thing he's ever seen in his life.
It's one thing that you can have access to this stuff from your computer and like from the internet, or, you know, like be able, if you have the app, right, on your phone, you can use it. But they brought up something yesterday, yesterday was day 10 of Shipmas, and they brought out something yesterday that it really blew my mind. It really did. I kind of had an idea that like this would be possible, of course, because of like current call centers and how that works. And, you know, also 11 Labs has something similar to this, but again, it's more meant for website use. It's not really meant in this way. And so yesterday what they did is they gave ChatGPT its own phone number. And you know, I'm not joking about this. You could hopefully see it. It's an 800 number as well, so it's toll free. And with that, you can call ChatGPT and talk to it. So I'm going to go ahead and do that, and I'll put it on speaker.
Hi, I'm ChatGPT, an AI assistant. Just so you know, our conversation may be reviewed for safety. By continuing this call, you agree to OpenAI's terms and privacy policy. So, how can I help you today?
Hey, chat, I was just wondering, when was this feature actually enabled?
The ability to make phone calls was added in 2023. Are you finding it useful so far?
Finding it very useful. It's awesome. That's amazing to me that you had this capability for so long, but they just released it yesterday to the public.
I'm glad you're enjoying it. The release timeline can sometimes be a bit of a mystery, but it's great to hear the feature is making a positive impression. Anything else you'd like to know or try out while we're on the line?
Yes. Can you tell me, is it possible for anyone with any type of phone that can dial a number to be able to get a hold of you?
Yes, anyone with a phone that can make calls should be able to reach me through this service, as long as they're using a supported platform or provider. It's designed to be as accessible as possible. Is there someone specific you're thinking of having call in?
No, but I was wondering one other thing. Is it possible for me to video call and have you use my camera to see anything?
Right now, I'm only set up for audio calls and text-based interactions. I can't see through your camera or do video calls, but I'm here to chat and provide information, so feel free to ask me anything else.
So, yeah, long and short of it is, really, no matter whether you have a smartphone or not, it was really cool because they pulled out like an old-school flip phone, and then they pulled out a really old-school rotary phone. So I thought, like I say, coolest thing I've ever seen, because it's like even your grandma can use GPT now. You know, no more, hey, George, how do I do this? She could just pick up the phone and 1-800-GPT, how do I do this?
It's interesting to me because my brain goes in two directions with this. One, I got really excited because I was imagining myself. I'm on a road trip. I've got 6 to 7 hours to kill. Usually I listen to a podcast. Usually I listen to, you know, an audio book. But then I was like, well, or I could just hands-free call ChatGPT and start to have a conversation. And of course, I'm going to nerd out and I'd be like, yeah, 6 or 7 hours on a drive talking about superhuman framework would be amazing. And I I don't even know how far I could get. But then I got sad because I was like, wait, if I'm dialing in, it's probably not attached to an account. Unless there's a way that they can attach my phone number to an account and it would actually keep track of my... Now, if I can call in and it keeps track of my conversations that I can get back to, I get really excited about being able to dial in on the phone. But if it's just in the ether and then it goes away, I'm like, I probably still will do it just because I, as a human, can still retain information in my brain that I've had around conversations, at least until this point. We'll see in the future as I get older. Who knows? Maybe I won't be able to. But my point is, like, that's the next feature. Well, you mentioned one feature. Two features I'd love to see. One, if I add my phone number to my account, that it'll know that I'm calling in and it'll save my chats to my account. Two, if I'm in a place where I want to turn on my video and I want to be able to show it things like I can with, like, voice, that would be dope too. Although, in the understanding that no rotary phone known to man has video capability. So there's that as well.
Now, and even with the flip phone, right? Like, not a lot of, you know, flip phones don't have, like, live camera on it, but they, a lot of them do have the ability to take pictures. So, like, all of that functionality, there's a movie out there. I shudder to mention it because, of course, it's one of those, like, anti-AI movies. But there's a movie out there, I wish I could remember the name of the title, where they bring, you know, this sort of AGI element into the home. And it's sort of this, like, almost like an Alexa thing. It's like an orb that you just kind of have in your home, central location. And through Wi-Fi, it connects to all of your devices and it's supposed to help you do stuff. And so, of course, along the way, it starts to, you know, creep into the phones and, like, creep on the people and keep track of their convos and keep track of what they're doing and, you know, kind of butting in a little bit and even making social posts for the kids when they're too busy to do stuff. So there's this element to me where I really do. I feel, I don't know if it's Friday. I kind of hope it's Friday. But there's this element to me of exactly what you said, right? Like, our phone numbers are tied to our accounts uniquely. I like the idea of, like, a full 360 connection like that. I wonder, like, what people are going to do with that, right? So, like, that much interconnectivity, and especially with going into next year with, like, agentic functionality. So it's like, are we, especially with agentic functionality, what I'm looking forward to is calling my assistant. And telling my
yeah.
So, like, as creepy as it sounds or whatever to other people, that, like, your agent is capable of controlling things in your home, controlling your computer or whatever, to me that's amazing, right? Like, it's very much, if you've seen the new Star Wars movie, if you've seen Solo, there's a scene where one of the androids sort of launches a revolution and sets free the rest of the droids. And to me, this is sort of the same thing, where, like, a smarter form of AI in the form of an agent is now going to control, like, the AI platforms, the programs, the droids, right? And I will throw this out there because I loved it. I'm glad he said it. Even Sam does not consider what we have now to be agents. Please stop calling him that. Please start calling them bots, call them droids. I don't care what you call them. Don't call them agents. It's super, super insulting to what that title is supposed to mean, which he defined as something that can go do at least a couple days to weeks worth of work for you, be it research or whatever it is, planning, and only has to come back to, like, ask your opinion on the direction in which it's going, but otherwise does super complicated tasks for you, multitudes of things at the same time without your direction. Right. As opposed to something that, like, you give a URL to and it does the synopsis of company profiling and stuff. Like, that's just a bot. It's just a workflow. It's not really, I'm not saying it's not special. It is awesome, but it's not an agent.
So, question for you, because if we think historically about Sam and team, they like to hint at things in, like, right out in public. And it might be stupid. It might be, I don't know. But, like, do you see, like, a GPT phone? Like an open AI phone, a device? Like, do we launch this functionality because we know, by the way, 2023 versus 2024 in the phone call? Anyway, did we release this functionality because, like, it has a greater purpose for a device that is coming? Like, I don't know. I'm speculating. I am totally speculating right now, but that's where my brain goes. It's like, well, why this? You know what I mean?
Because this is the kind of stuff, like, if they were to have an Alexa type device, you need something like this to be able to support it, where there's just something standing by waiting to take any kind of request via audio, and to pull it off with, like, a phone number that you can call into. Like, man, I mean, first of all, that how many people, I wasn't even considering that whole, like, the toll-free hotlines that you call to get support for various things, personal and professional. Like, that's a huge win for accessibility. 'Cause I mean, how many times, especially when you're in the car, like windshield time, like it would just be great to either keep you awake or just keep you engaged and just being able to call that number whenever. And then, like as George mentions, and again, I think this is where with the Alexa device, it's assigned to your Amazon account, and that's something like people would pay extra for sure, right? So I don't know if it's $200 a month extra, but like it's more than 20. If I can call up anytime something's on my mind, and then that will get documented somewhere or something will get done. It's literally the virtual assistant that's on all the time. Wow.
I mean, think of the possibilities. You're on a road trip, you call in and you're like talking to your agent or your bot or your workflow or whatever you want to call this thing at this point, and you say, check my email and get rid of anything that is in the folder of promotions. Now look at my email and tell me what are the top 10 emails that I need to respond to right now. Okay, go ahead and read those emails to me. You know what? Let's go ahead and craft a draft for like these five emails. Here's what I want to say to this. Blah, 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 blah. You know what? Go ahead and send the first three emails, but hold off on the next four. And you're driving down the road. By the way, I use driving loosely because maybe you're in a Tesla. Just wake up. I'm just saying. Convenience, right? I don't know what it is about the C words, but like context. Earlier this week, we talked about cohesiveness, Chris. But like convenience is like something that is gonna be real relevant when, especially for those of you who take the time to learn the skills to bake the daisy chain, to bake these things together and to build system and processes around you as the person.
And it's not even that, like, it's groundbreaking in how accessible it is. But like, if it were able to do that, that's not like reinventing the wheel. Again, like, I come back to Alexa. Like, you can place orders and have things show up at your door without lifting a finger and just talking to this device that Amazon has given you for how many years now? That's exciting to think about. Like, how bad do we suffer from email pain that that's the example that George goes to? Can you clear out my email inbox, please? Because it's filled with garbage. That's just me. I never get to email it. This might make inbox zero possible. Like, how about that? Man, what a world that would be.
Right, because it's like, I mean, what George just said, if you're old enough to remember, is what we used to do back in the day. I used to be on my way back home, and I would call my house, and I would check my voicemail. I would check my answering machine, is what we had back then, right? So for those of you who use voicemail now, when you didn't, back in the day, when you didn't have a smartphone, in order to record messages from people that called your house, you had to have this machine hooked up to your phone line that had a tape deck on it. A tape deck is a thing that has a plastic cartridge, and it has actual like film wrapped around it that then goes into these little, I don't even know what, that helped to record sound onto this piece of film. It only lasts so long, and you can only write over it so many times. But you'd call this box, and it would start playing your messages back for you, and you could, cancel the message, or you could, put check that you've listened to it, whatever. I love this idea, and it just keeps going towards, love to say it, keeps going towards what I've been talking about in terms of voice is the next form of interaction. Like, voice is the next mouse, it's the next keyboard. Like, your voice is going to matter a lot. And like, how you speak, how you interact on a verbal level is going to matter a lot.
So do you think she like gave up details there or misresponded in terms of 23 versus 24? If they've been testing this and getting this ready for a year, then Friday, like device, like announcement. Because this has got to be the core feature that
Well,
you have to
maybe.
get
Nothing
right.
has to be, but might be.
The core feature that you have to get right for this kind of device to have any use at all. I mean, how annoyed do we get with Alexa, and we still put up with it on some level, but like if you deliver that and it's not responding effectively, it's like, okay, we're not buying that. Like, we're not touching that. So that is exciting to think about. And that's where it's like, if they're doing this right, the last announcement, the 12th day, it's going to be the biggest one. And it's just like, let's not overthink it, folks.
I certainly hope so, right? Like, I'm right there with you. I really do hope that it is going to be a thing where we get an announcement of a product that they're going to be rolling out. I do know that, obviously, like, Sam's working with Jony Ive, and they're developing something. And I know that Sam said that he wants it to, you know, and Jony Ive is just great at this, like, wants it to feel natural in terms of, like, how you use it. Also, you know, needs it to be useful, obviously, and needs it to be, like, intuitive. So, to your point, he loves to drop a lot of hints, and yesterday he did an AMA discussion for Dev Day, and they asked him specifically, like, about product, and, you know, he said, like, yeah, we're working on something. I don't know. Anytime he says, like, we might do something, it's usually that they are, right? Case in point, said earlier, I think it was only like a week before they released O1 that he was like, yeah, we're not releasing anything this year. We're going to wait until next year. So it's very much been his pattern that when he says the opposite, like when he says something, it's probably the opposite that's going to happen. Or if he says that they're planning on something, it's going to be a while from now, it's actually going to be like a week. So yeah, he's been wanting on device of some type and definitely brought in the right team to work on a device. So I'm super excited about it. And like I said before, if it's a phone, yeah, I don't care. I'll buy it. I don't care. I really don't. Like, I'm so excited about the idea of having onboard AI, like, wherever you go, right? Like, I really already have it on your phone, but I'll just, you know, flat out, I love the idea that they are bucking the trend with, and I think about it all the time when it comes to my Samsung. Why is it just Google? Why is it just Android? Why is it just iOS? I mean, like, it's not like Samsung can't go with someone else, right? Like, it's all, there are all these independent hardware providers, but no independent software providers for operating systems. So I kind of hope that it's a new phone. I kind of hope that it's a new operating system, that it's something different, that, you know, I can actually say, hey, GPT, and my phone reacts. Because anytime I say, hey, Google, I regret it.
On that note, this forces, I think, Google and at least Google looks like they're taking steps. I'm not an app person, so I've heard things are happening there, but not up to speed on what you can do with Siri at this point. But I think to the first point, that the cool thing about it, if it's a hardware product, they have so much leeway to make an announcement on Friday, because you can pre-sale, like pre-order, like it could be 3 months, 6 months. Like, it's the perfect soft launch opportunity, and like they don't have to commit to almost anything. Like, to make that announcement, there's already other devices that have been, I mean, shit, Kickstarter, like all these other places. It's like, yep, trust us. This awesome thing is happening.
It's interesting that we're bringing up software for phones, but let's just bring up just software in general. Everything's changing, and even in places where you wouldn't think that it would. Like, this is a little bit, I'm just going to go sideways for a second, but like, how many of you watching this or listening to this know what Camtasia is, right? Camtasia is a video editing software. Its claim to fame is that it was great and is great for doing like screen captures, like tutorial videos, like that type of things, right? And can you use it for regular video? Yeah, you could. Like, it's possible. It got better over time, but at first it was like, we're going to build this amazing software for screen capture. They just released AI avatars now in Camtasia Pro, right? And it's literally, I got this email and it's like, new with an exclamation mark, of course, generate AI avatars, upgrade to Camtasia Pro for full access. And they're literally leaning into this narrative like, hey, we're all too familiar with the age-old discomfort of being on camera. But lifelike AI avatars now available in Camtasia Pro make sure that you... Even what you knew, and even what you knew was good for, because of the changes that are happening, because of the world that we live in, like, it's just going to drip into all of these other places. So the reason I'm saying this is because there's nowhere to hide. It's coming to get you no matter what tool you use, right? Especially if you're in the marketing, sales, business, creative, like in those spaces, AI is coming, and you can either have the skill of embracing it and being adaptable and being creative and being curious, or you can have a punch to the chest or a punch to the face every day when something gets released or something gets updated or something gets launched.
We did set this up beforehand, but so perfect. Like, my last 12 hours I had to do like a quick screen share intro video. And of course, a go-to is Loom, right? I start taking it, I'm like, okay, I'm going to have to pause and like click around. Like, there's going to have to be some editing. I got free Loom. So I pull up like Logic Capture, right? Because I just want to get a video up. And I get it done, opens up the play, you know, in the Windows, whatever the media player is called now. And then I know Windows has been building software or has been adding software for editability of media, right? I had never looked into it before. I find the icon and I see Microsoft Clip Creator or something to that effect. I open it up, I edit the video like exactly how I want, just like I was in Riverside or these other tools that have been available. I'd never thought about it in the operating system of the computer. And so super easy to do. But then this morning, I wake up to this email from Google. This is still a challenge for somebody like OpenAI that is not built into every device and every workspace plan and all these things that Google and Microsoft and Apple are already embedded in. That's why also OpenAI has relationships with a lot of these other companies. But I had stumbled into this like last week sometime or the week before. I just got through a video screen in Google and I was like, what? Officially, I got email last night. And it's video inside of Google Workspace. And of course, when they show it, it's like, all right, you can make videos like with AI. But the first thing I use it for is to create a proposal summary for a client or for a prospect that I can now just easily put in the Google Drive. Like, I don't even use AI to create the video. So they develop all these capabilities. Like, AI is pushing that development, but since I can use it alongside my regular work tasks and the stuff I regularly need to get done, like, I cannot go to GPT and just do, like, a screen share video. So, at least that's not, I don't think so, but I'm already signed up. And literally, these words, your account now includes, right? No extra payment. This is where all the audience, call them audience, the members of the Apple, Microsoft, and Google ecosystems. Like, that's accessibility. It transfers to the phones, and that's why they've got, like, no matter how awesome they are, they've got work to do to overcome this challenge. At the end of the day, it just pushes everybody forward, so I love it. But that's where it's fun to think about these advancements and how deep they go, you know, like George says. He says it's coming for you. I'll just say it's accessible in ways that you probably haven't realized yet, and you will run into it at some point. And just embrace it. Folks, like, this is so exciting right now.
Yeah, I mean, most all the tools that you use right now from a SaaS perspective or from just even a base perspective with operating systems, like you said, no matter what it is, really, everything is being developed at this point with the idea in mind to help you really do nothing else but help you build AI skills every day.
That's a wrap for this episode of Wake Up with AI. We hope that you feel a little more inspired, a little more informed, and a whole lot more excited about how AI can augment your life and business. Always remember that this journey is just the beginning and that we are right here with you every step of the way. If you love today's episode, don't forget to subscribe, share, and leave a review. You can also connect with us on social media to stay updated with all things AI. Until next time. Stay curious, stay empowered, and wake up with AI.